never mind.
Such a great song must be repeated.
If you ever see the boy from me, tell him that I love him. Tell him that I care. If he ever needs me, tell him I.
Now we travel to Montreal. Hello. We will unmute, see if anybody wants to...
All participants are now unmuted.
Evergreens.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Robert. That's Robert.
How's
from
it going?
Tottenham.
How you doing? I'm just sharing it on Twitter now. I just shared the Achieve Radio.
Tell them that Bob is still alive and well and functioning. He hasn't fatigued one inch.
I'm checking. I've been here. I've been modulating. I'm not quite Guinness Book of Records, but I'm here.
Excellent. You mean you've been staying along all along?
Yeah, I've just heard the Evergreens, the your announcement. You're starting to sound quite tired when you're introducing the tunes. I'm not surprised. It's just day one.
No, I was joking. I'm glad you heard it that way. I was joking.
Sounded like a robot, Bob.
I know, Bob. I just want to get you guys worked up. You fucking people won't even talk to me. I couldn't get anybody to talk.
I'm just on Achieve Radio now. I'm looking at all your followers and people who are following you, Bill. So you've got a lot of followers, but you might want to check the
spam. What is he looking
followers.
At, Bill? What's he mean he's on Achieve Radio looking at all the followers? Where is that?
I have no idea. Where is that?
What are you talking about, Robert?
On Twitter, so you've got like about 18,000 followers.
Oh, Twitter.
Yeah, the big thing now on Twitter is actually trimming down, so you want to get rid of spam people. I can send you the code for that, Bill, if you've got a... I could send it in the chat room, and then you could just copy and paste it.
Yeah, send it over.
Do you use Google Chrome?
Yeah, I got all the browsers.
Okay, well, on Chrome, you click on Edit, and then it takes you you click on View, and then at the bottom it says Developers, and then under Developers it says JavaScript Console. So I'll send you a script now, and you just literally... paste that. You click on JavaScript console and
gotcha.
Put the script in.
Copy the script.
And it gives you a pop-up. And it what it does is it'll take about an hour. It'll go through all your Twitter followers and it'll block them for you.
Yeah, the problem is all we got on there is spammers. I don't have anybody that gives a shit.
Well, once you reduce it down to get rid of the spammers, then you'll notice more conversations happening back. But
yeah,
I don't think you've got that many. You've got some strong followers here. It's good. They look like spam, but when you actually put it through the test, you'll find that you'd be quite surprised to a spam. You know, it's not always eggs. Sometimes it's people.
Yeah.
I'm going to post that code into the thing now so you could... Would you be able to get it if I paste it into the quick message?
Yeah, in the InQuick, that'll work. I can copy it. If it's just... just JavaScript, sure, it'll come through.
Yeah, if you take this code and then and put it into like it's not taking all of it.
It'll block code. Just send me a link to a page. I can copy it. It's what I do. It's my day job, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to send it in on the connect, you know, on the connect to chat page. So I've got it here. And then you can just put it in a text document, text editor.
But, hey, Bob, I got one for, you were talking about, about 15, 16 hours ago about all the Beatle women followers buying them.
Yes.
So here it is, 3:00 in the morning, West Coast time, 1:00 or 1:22 in the morning, Maui time.
1:22, good time there. 1:22, excellent, Bill, excellent.
So this is for all the Beatle mania, Iandum Ionettes.
It's been awesome,
Bill.
You're gonna
And, Bob, of course, this begs a question I have to ask you, of all people, would be the one to ask, is John Lennon still dead, and have you talked to him lately?
I have not engaged him. He was a parallel worlder, wasn't he? Didn't Ian say that? I don't have much interest in John Lennon. I have not investigated that. I could check into that for you, Bill. But I want to thank you for playing that song. Very nice song. Is this the kind of stuff that is warm to you, Bill? Are you're a mainstreamer, you know, like the old stuff? You grew up with it or something?
No, I'm very eclectic. I like select classical, select classic rock. Basically, the only type of music I absolutely cannot stand is, rap music, hip hop, that modern
right.
trend. I think hip hop music is two words that don't belong together.
Right.
All
now,
it is loops and people that can talk real fast, and in the old days would have been doing Federal Express commercials, you know.
So, Bill, it's interesting. I've not heard a Beatles song ever, on Cashflow and Payday, but it's nice, pretty nice. It's a good song. Lots of nice jangly sounds, you know, jangly. Jingle jangle.
Yeah, it was a, theme song.
Do you like Rihanna, Bill?
Just a minute, Rob. I'm talking to Bill. Just a second. I haven't had a chance to talk to Bill. Bill, what were you going to say?
I don't know. That thought flew away
like Rob
a little
knocked it out.
Birdie.
It's it out
stumbling around somewhere in the back alleys of London at the moment. I don't know.
Yeah, Bill, we should have a little battle of the DJs. You play a song, I play a song. You play a song, I play a song. And you got your repertoire, I got mine, we'll see.
Well, you've got hundreds, I've got dozens, so I think you'd win, but you always win. You always win, Bob.
He
even took out my
guy,
chum Hillary. How dare you, sir?
Oh, what did you... I was just going to ask you what you thought. What were your first words? Did I hear value judgment in there? What did you say?
No, I was just being facetious. I thought that was a very, very fun battle of the universes there. I was chuckling the whole time.
Right.
Hillary's off on her wavelength. Yeah, she's off on her wavelength, and I could hear you grinning all the way, broken up into internet packets and sent all the way from Maui to the wild prairie of South Dakota. I could hear your grin.
That's right. And I was letting her talk a little too long, wasn't I? I let her, throw her rope out. I was letting her go way out, keep going, Bob silent.
Actually, probably not too many people caught it. Well, I think everybody caught it, but in my position of having worked in the woo-woo world for these many years, it really, the one thing you did that caused her to sort of sit back and say whatever obscenity she ever says was said something to the effect of, "You're very pompous," and you said, "Of course I am. I'm a master at it, and I think you should be too."
And she was out pompositing me all along.
Yeah, it's but never mind that. But anyway, back to what I was going
to. Hashtag grinning. Grinning. Instead of winning, it's grinning.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, what is it? What's the line we learned? I'm not competitive, but I'm grinning. instead of winning.
Charlie Sheen made it, Charlie Sheen made that really popular, so maybe you could get on the back of grinning.
Yeah. Back to you, Bill. What were you going to say?
Oh, that thought that disappeared in the back alleys of London there just reemerged in the wild prairie of South Dakota here. And that was, Hard Day's Night was the theme song for their first attempt at a motion picture.
Yeah.
In the world of that guy. I got Big Band playing. Oh, that's my alarm clock.
That's Sherry.
No, she's over watching the grandkids. But
how does your time zones differ between the two of you? That's interesting.
2 hours. He's two hours ahead of me.
2 hours to I run Achieve Radio on Pacific Coast time for historic reasons, and also because nobody knows where the hell Central Time's at. But I'm actually in Central Time, which is minus 6 hours GMT. And
that should be the most popular, surely, base Central Time. That's the center of the universe time.
No, just Central U.S. where nobody lives. Everybody in the United States thinks there's a California and New York, and that's it. The Central and Mountain time zones are like the forgotten stepchildren.
Right. For 4 months, we are 2 hours apart, and then for 8 months, we are 3 hours apart. We're in the four-month middle winter period.
There's an infographic of the whole of America, of all the 51 states, including the islands like Hawaii and stuff. And on it, what it does is it highlights it in different colors, and it says what it's most unpopular for, or, you know, what's the main thing in each state.
Well, I gotta interrupt before you get there. I got to interrupt and say that in spite of what the current president thinks, there really are only 50 states.
Okay. Well, maybe it was 50, and I'm just adding the one, but I'm pretty sure it was called
Obama
the
did that in a speech, too, said, you know, I've been to all 54 states or something like that. You know, this guy's going to be president, and whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. Bill, how are you doing on the sleep front? Have you had a chance to sleep?
Oh, I've been catnapping off and on all through the, what are we at, 30-some-odd hours now.
What do you think of the Evergreens style?
A lot of fascinating material. That kind of 19th century seance style that he had drives me up a wall. You know, I think I should be watching an old black and white movie. Well, actually, you will find that there were five people involved. Where's Billy Lugosi when you need him?
You never like anything I like. You put out everything I bring to your station.
Well, see, you grew up with Billy Lugosi in the 1930s black and white movies, you know.
It is not that at all. It's very critical.
You
fucking anti-British voice. You're just anti-British.
Does require interpretation, even with ION. So you'll put on the audio, you go, I'm not, people will ask you for the answer, and you go, look, I've got an audio on that, and then you'll play it, and then you'll ask them for the, what did they retrieve from that audio, and everyone's like, it's just silence, and so you explain it, and then it's interesting that the answer is in there, but the only person who can actually really see the answer is your explanation, you know, it's difficult to retrieve from these things, but the thing is, I don't find it any way draining or energizing in any way. It's just kind of listening, and it helps because most people are busy doing something anyway, so it's the kind of stuff you can listen to rather than music and feel entertained by it, you know. I was thinking about this when I was walking the dog yesterday. 100 years ago, what was popular in the UK for the Protestant kind of community was people would walk around on, you know, the catacombs.
Fuck this, Rob. Come on. I just want to say, Bill, I do get told the names of the other five, just so everybody knows. Maybe that was even asked before. I do get told the names. I get them out of the Evergreens later.
Yeah. Actually, I think you mentioned that to somebody.
Yes.
Forget who it was. Look. Cider Somerset says the other four states are England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales.
Hey, it looks like Cider Somerset is here. Your 44 number, Steve or Phil?
Probably me, Bob. It's Phil.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm not doing too bad at all. How are you doing there after 30-odd hours of broadcasting?
No problem. I'm on my second quart of ice cream in the last 2 hours.
Oh, lovely. What flavor? Vanilla?
Peanut butter and fudge, chocolate fudge.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
The specialty out here at a company called Lappert's.
All right.
Did you understand?
I quite like,
Did you understand? What?
I quite like the honeycomb one myself, but.
Yeah, did you understand what Robert was going the last minute of his talk there?
No. Not really.
We were talking about the evergreens and just kind of explaining how.
Right,
how
but then you started talking about walking down the street, and you were talking about graphic.
It ties in with what Bill was saying about the, you know, the description. When you asked about the evergreens, it's like, who are they, and what does it mean? And we spoke about being able to retrieve the answers that you kind of know that are in there. And right. Also the popularity of that sort of thing over time. So 100 years ago in the UK, it was, you wouldn't go to Wally World, or you wouldn't go to somewhere like that, you know, Walt Disney or whatever. You go walking around to see your relatives who have passed away. The catacombs, you know, it was very popular, and you pay money to walk, to go underground and go to see poets like Yeats and all these people who were buried there.
You would go hear poetry readings? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's just walking around where the graves are. I walk the dog a lot in the graves, and it's still very popular now. You can just see the effort that people make for their long-lost relatives and stuff like that, so...
Okay.
By channeling, it's a radio, it's an audio thing rather than a physical walking around,
yeah,
but it's just
yeah,
the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where is he? Where is he? Over there. Is that
I'm trying
you,
to
Robert?
Understand
I'm
why you're so
you.
Passionate.
I'm going to mute you. Bill, it's nice to have you on. I had a few questions. So, you like the music selection, Bill, I'm providing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of it.
Yeah,
most of it.
Yeah, most of it.
Sure. Just like everybody else. I mean, no. If everybody's taste coincided, it'd be a pain in the ass world, wouldn't it?
No, that's negative, Bill. That's fucking limitation. I wouldn't put that rule in my being. Where do you get a rule like that?
It's not a rule. It's an observation. But the point being, yeah, if everybody had the same taste in music, there'd be no way to criticize anybody on their music. Oh, I love your music.
We're not trying to criticize. We're trying to get laid, Bill. Jesus Christ, Bill. You should have tried to finish your math course when you were 20, for God's sake. You're frustrated.
You're screwed.
Fucking nerd.
No, you're screwed.
No,
you're screwed.
Uh-oh. Is that Ion? Ah, damn, where's the fucking recording?
No, you would have to.
Bill's got all these voices of Ion at his fingertips. I do not have that.
Calm down, man. Bob. Calm down.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay, you want to start playing, Bill? You want to play tough, eh? Where the fuck? I got something. Give me one. Where is it? Let's see if anybody's noticing this. Look at that. Cider Summer's printing the 54 states. He wrote it out. Then he says, hey, Bob, keep Bill on for an hour session. I like his dulcet tones and grounded balance in this woo-woo world. Classic Bill ties in with the Ferengi. They are partial to Beatles snuff. Holy shit. Working like a dog. CT, working like a dog is really slacking like Bob. Victoria B, I just love this song, New Radicals, yes. You mean, do you like New Radicals doing Dreamer's Disease, Victoria B? Is that what you're saying? Or you love the song I played? Carolyn does have the RNA juice at the ready for me to keep going. Yes, I wrote that. I don't know, Bill, what can I say? Do you think, can we get back to something or any more you say? So you're sleeping, you're napping. Maybe we'll read a couple of messages just to catch up. There is
behind a ways, probably.
Right. Aikido, and he is yacked on or yacked off. He goes, Bob, Sony never bought the Rockefeller Center. Sony only deals in electronics and insurance business. It was the Mitsubishi's huge real estate division that purchased the building in the late 80s. Well, no, it was bought in 1984. I remember that. Then sold back to the Rockefellers in the 90s for a dime. I'm sure Mitsubishi, too, was Rockefeller's Japan outpost. I think Sony bought in 84, maybe they sold it to Mitsubishi. Allison says, oh my God, Bob, this is so amazing. You're really doing this marathon. So much force field love to you and Carolyn. This really is the best ever broadcast to be until now. And the way you encompass all the past info, just beautiful. XOXOXOXO. LSD, McDonald's, KFC, enemas, ion. It's all good. Roxana, degree of separation. When did the fall took place? I feel weird. I've been trying to listen, but I fell asleep several times listening to Bob in the background. You are really ascending. Yes, Bill, I am ascending. I think we're going to go for fucking about 2 weeks, Bill, so get ready. He's gone. No, and Barb says, Bob, and then a huge space. You see that huge space?
Yeah,
then says, that. Bob, why are you replaying Hillary? Are we replaying Hillary? No, we didn't do anything. Or has she been just talking about her?
I was wondering what that was all about. Yeah, I had no clue what she meant.
Maybe it was the talking with Ginny or somebody. We were talking about her. That must be it. Evergreen's next. Evergreen's next, yes. Bert says, hi, Bob. I have another level of appreciation of yours and Carolyn's work. I just finished the first clip of the awesome 1999 UFO lecture. That's in Mesquite, Nevada. The factor of consciousness, the incompleteness of sensory life will always try. So this is a phrase, something maybe I said. The incompleteness of sensory life will always try to consume itself. And then the new yoga of self-entertainment. Damn, I was in and out this morning. I enjoyed hearing you and Dave flowing. Enjoyed hearing you and Dave's flowing exchange. I'll catch you later, Bert. And then CT is in town. Working like a dog is really slacking like Bob. And then he wrote that up on the other place, too, I think. Look at this. Look at Sider Somerset. They all worked up. Bob's rules. There are no rules except for muting poor Rob and Corbin after they drift into parallel conversations. Damn right. We have to keep our audience fucking sane there, Sider Somerset. I have what's called taste, reflecting. Discrimination. I have perception. A proportion, a dynamic symmetry of tensions among assholes.
Conversational discernment.
Yes, conversational. And who's laughing in the background there?
Me again, Bob. Bill. It's the English invasion that's occurring at this particular hour.
Yeah, lots of luck with that. You guys, no fucking invasion coming from you. You don't even have anything to say. Say something, Phil.
Well, I was interested that I called in just as the Beatles got going because, I mean, music's one of my favourite topics, and I see it's, that for me as a child sort of growing up in the 70s, I mean, the Beatles was the first introduction I had by my parents, but it wasn't sort of Hard Day's Night, which was the early Beatles. It was like the Sgt. Pepper when they'd sort of gone from, as we say here, from Take That to Radiohead, you know, turnaround in their musical style from a little boys band into this incredible act with the tracks off the
all influenced by Frank, just trying to keep up with Frank. That's the known
fact. Well, I wouldn't, obviously as a child I wouldn't have had a clue about that, but when did they meet Frank? Was there a seminal moment where they'd met him and they thought, hey, you know, we're going to do something radical with our music?
And that's a good question. I'm not sure if they met Dylan. I don't think they, in 66, they met Frank, but Frank, in 67, was making a satirical cover of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and he called up Paul McCartney to get permission to do just to check out how Paul would take the satire of his cover. Paul told Frank to talk to his manager, and Frank said, why talk to the manager? Let's you and I talk. That's what managers are for, you know. Let's you and I talk, and you don't need, I'm not going to your manager. So they had a bit of tension there, and then I think Frank had to turn the cover inside out. He could do it, but he couldn't expose the collage of faces in the front, on the outside. And then later, Frank made fun of Paul McCartney's, the wife that he had for a long time, the photographer.
Linda,
yeah. And then Don Van Vliet, Captain Beefheart, wrote a song in the 68 period, Beetle Bones and Smokin' Stones. So there was a bit of a war there between Don and Frank and the Beatles and the Stones, you know, the British invasion, and Frank and them were to counter that. But now John Lennon, Frank then met with John Lennon in 1971, introduced by my friend Dave Wally, who did the first biography of Zappa, and they got together and hit it off, supposedly. Frank told me later he liked John, but then they got together to do an art project, and I got a copy of the letter that Frank wrote John and Yoko, and he told them, you need to go find a 39 Chevy something, you know, obscure car, got to get this particular model. So he assigned them that they had to go get this car and put it in the art project location. So it was kind of, I guess, sort of arrogant and strange request. So I don't think they did well on that art project. And then in June 71, John and Yoko played with Zappa at the closing of the Fillmore East, Bill Graham's place, and Yoko wailed inside a bag and sort of tried to be a nuisance. And then John Lennon released the recording of that concert without authorization, so there was a bit of a legal problem there. So I would say it was always tense between the two there. But then John Lennon gets interviewed by Jan Wenner in Rolling Stone magazine, late 71 or so, and he says, I'd rather have been Frank Zappa.
But he wouldn't have been mainstream, was he?
Well, he didn't want to be mainstream. John Lennon was sick of mainstream. He said, a whole fucking world tours, we just end up with mayors in different cities. And he said, I want to be independent and creative like Frank is, not beholden to any.
Yeah, John was the rebel, the social conscious musician. Paul McCartney was, you can see after they split and he went to Wings, he went right back to mainstream pop music. And John Lennon kept going deeper into counterculture, although he got away from the kind of LSD type of stuff like they did for a little while there as the Beatles.
And remember, John and Yoko sought out Marsh McLuhan, went and visited McLuhan in December 69.
Yeah.
You can go online and find the transcription of the dialogue.
Paul McCartney's a big advocate for Greenpeace style.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's simple stuff. That's ridiculous. Greenpeace, you know, that's mother's milk. It's like being for oxygen. no, for that.
The leather green.
Speaking about Greenpeace, the other day, weren't they? Because some of the people who'd been arrested or whatever in Russia had just been released, and I can't even remember what it was they were there for, really. I wasn't paying that much attention, but I just thought at the time, you know, give all these people RNA drops and, you know, they would give a talk to people.
That's right. Our stuff is dangerous, though. You know, if everybody actually took the drops, a serious slump here in some way, maybe not, maybe everybody energized, but it'd be pretty unpredictable, so it's not going to happen in a way we would fantasize. It's going to happen the way it has to happen. And I don't know what that's going to be, what pace of expansion that can be. It's too powerful.
I've got to the point now where I'm almost guarded jealously than wanting to tell everybody about it.
Now it's the only thing that makes you be an individual. I'm not telling anybody why I feel special.
The Phil shows
they don't last very long. Bill just collapses. He doesn't have the stamina to keep up with the metaphorical, metaphysical promiscuity. Let's go back to Hillary. So you're there smiling, and you're watching me give her rope, and I have to say that she is quite a bullshitter in the old New Age thing. You know what I mean?
She's got her core beliefs, and I was actually a little bit impressed about how eloquent she was in being able to, you know, string a lot of multisyllable words together to describe her point. The point is relatively simple, and I think
there's a slight hysterical undertone going on, like she's a schizoid.
Yeah, there was. Well, like I told you a year or so ago, she got way, way, way far gone into the whole conspiracy thing.
That's the tension. She doesn't want to go back into that, so there's an underlying tension, and so she has to talk herself into the other direction.
Yeah,
away from that.
I'm curious. When did she say that Matthew sent her the drops? Like 6 months ago or so? And she basically ran through the bottle and quit?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I think it was 6 months ago. Not sure.
Why aren't you building your list, Bill, with the radio listeners? You know, I've registered on Achieve Radio and I don't get any emails from you through the database. You know, the reason why I mention it is because everybody know this stuff, but you have contact to Matthew Hurtado, and he could quite easily set that up for you in 5 minutes.
Oh, I've done that. That all turns into such a pain in the ass. I mean, it's different when you're selling a product, and the flip side of it is that we don't make our money off of advertising or whatever. And, you know, there's no telling who's going to walk through the door, you know, and I've had plenty of clients over the years that I could give a shit less if anybody listens to them or not, to be honest with you. In fact, I would have closed this thing down by now if, you know, Bob had not showed up in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, in moments like this with the Bobathon, it's just a prime time to kind of build that list. You might find a product one day that you want to recommend. You know, if you recommended a product to me, I would check it out. I might not buy it, you know, but I would go there and have a look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Rob investigates. He used to always send me the latest app for this or that marketing. Mm-hmm. He's like a professor of marketing techniques. He never sold anything ever. He's not a businessman. No. He's just theoretically showing you the new techniques. But you're a businessman. You're dealing with the practice. You know, this is all a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Well, you know, here's the thing. All of that stuff works to a point. But, you know, my experience, because we did a mailing list back in the day when there was only, you know, two or three stations doing this. Now there's a bazillion of them. And the only way for Achieve Radio to survive, a small-time operator, is to just go with new trends, which, you know, that's where this comes from. You know, CBS New Sky would not put Ian DeMond on a bet. You know, there's no way in hell you guys would take over their station and do 122 hours or whatever. Yeah,
right.
And those guys with their mailing lists, and they've got a whole staff of programmers and all that. I ran a mailing list, and it was nothing but a pain in the ass for me. You know, maybe useful to, you know, you get a new client on and maybe I could up my rates, you know, $10 or something, but it just wasn't worth it. And, you know.
You got
what about the donation button, Bill? Do many people click that button and donate money?
It runs in spurts. I mean, you know.
Okay, so it is there. It's for a certain type of people to press it. But that's another thing that you could message with people. You know, you say, oh, this week we're financially struggling with this, that, and the other. Keep them, just telling people how it is, you know.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, getting more money out of that from I&M than from all the rest of the universe put together. mainly because there's a few people that actually have money in I&M. You know, the standing joke I've made for years is that what the frick was I thinking to start a radio station for the least technological group in the entire world, which is a Woolworth group, and then, you know, expect to live off donations because none of them have any money, you know. Except for Sylvia Brown, and she's dead, so whatever.
Hmm. When'd she die?
Just within the last week, 10 days, something. In fact, I heard about it Thursday on Fred Fassett, a big fan of hers, apparently. I never thought
I
much
did not
of
know
that. Bill, you're Achieve Radio. People live by example. And you know, we know that you're achieving through what you're doing, when you're explaining it now from your experience, it's like people can emulate that, and then they will have money, and then they will donate. You know, it's a natural progression.
Well, if they,
I think
you know, the I&M thing. That's one of the things that I appreciate about the whole thing is it's about real ways to get money. Putting up a vision board and sitting for an hour every morning staring at your vision board's never going to make anybody a fucking penny, you know. not even a fucking
right.
farthing, you know. And how long since you guys have had farthings over there? 100 years?
Well, there's people who I really respect, and they love vision boards. That, you know, they go to town on vision boards, whether it's a digital one or, you know, a sticky cork board.
Yeah, those are people. That's the people that go to those graveyard blocks that you were talking about.
Well, interestingly enough, whenever I walk around a graveyard, the only guy there is the guy attending to the gardens. So it's very quiet, but you've got 24 hours in the day, and there's always going to be somebody there like me walking around thinking, this place is dead.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about all that is a vision board is okay if you use it as a lens, as a focal point. You spend a little bit of time putting all your crap on it, and then you look at it and you let yourself engage with, okay, I've got to take action on this. You got to take action to live in that type of a universe. And you can see the people that come on here frequently, not so much now as they did 3, 4, 5 years ago, but you know, all about the law of attraction and everything, and I made millions doing it. Well, they didn't make millions, they made thousands to start with. And the second thing is, what they do is they do all the stuff you're talking about. They typically have a spouse with an income, so that allows them to devote their entire day to going on Facebook, going on Twitter, putting together their mailing lists, booking venues to give talks, and they start out giving talks, and there's just a few people there, and then they slowly start to get a name, give some time to produce radio shows and they shotgun the whole thing. Just a mailing list is not going to do much for you. Just being on Facebook is not going to do much for you. Twitter, you name it, LinkedIn, all that crap going all the way, the hundreds of different things. But you have a lot of time and devote a lot of energy to it. You'll eventually get a little ways, but you've got to have the gift for gab. You've got to have a unique little niche twist to your message.
What's
and,
your product,
make it all work.
What product have you got for sale right now? What can I buy off you?
You can't buy anything off of me except time to broadcast using our servers. That's it. That's my product is internet packets.
Where does it say that? It doesn't say that anywhere on the site. It doesn't say that.
It does somewhere. I don't know. I don't know exactly where it's at. But, I had on the old website, I had a big host page up and all the description of exactly what we do. And it was my forte. First of all, I was the first one to do this full time. There was a couple of, 12 years ago when we first started doing this, internet radio was such an unknown. I had one person, I said, internet radio, and he says, well, how the hell does that work? Does it print out on your printer? He'd never even had a concept of a speaker on a computer. Mm-hmm. Which that is fairly new. I mean, there were speakers on computers 12 years ago, but a lot of people still had office computers that didn't even have an audio card in them. But at any rate, the point being that...
So you know the Cray guy then, you know the Cray computer guy he was before Bernard Lee?
Cray computer? You're talking about the supercomputers? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's how I promoted the Bobathon. I used the Cray video that's on there, him doing the lecture of how he got to be, you know, how he got to be doing what you're talking about there, the chips and diodes and stuff. People are really interested in this stuff, Bill, you know, and that's the kind of thing that would really empower people through email.
Well, that's a whole other thing. That's getting into the techno-geek side of it, you know, the actual hardware stuff and or actual software stuff. And I actually do that. I mean, personally, I do have a product. I've got a web design company and a custom software company, and I don't do a lot of business with it because this has been keeping most of my attention, the Achieve Radio Broadcasting. But
you get a lot of backlinks. Do you get a lot of backlinks from that, Bill?
No, I don't bother with it because I'm not promoting that business. It's very much just a word of mouth I think I'm hosting like 40 or 50 websites.